Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, as always, Jake. You can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you still call it, at LewyLewis5. That's LewyLewis, and the number 5. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe. It helps me, it helps the channel, it helps me grow, and I greatly appreciate it. And with that, today's episode, I will be giving you news and notes that's happened around the league for the last week. Also, I'm giving you my top 5 fades this season for redraft and best ball. Tune in to it. Sit back, relax. Don't worry, I got you covered. With that, let's get fantasy. It's showtime. So the big news over the weekend is no other than Quinshon Judkins getting arrested this weekend in Florida for battery and domestic violence charge. Now, we don't know if it's going to be a long-term lingering issue or if it's a serious offense and what could happen. What does this actually mean? It could mean that he is suspended for 6 games due to the league policy of domestic violence, but they tend to do that once all of the, I guess, police reports and everything else is resolved. And this could happen at the end of the year. So you might not have Judkins at the end of the year if he's, you know, acquitted or if he's guilty or whatever the case may be. He might serve it at the end of the season, beginning of the season. I highly doubt that the court system will move that fast, but it could also mean for Dynasty for next season, he could miss the first 6 games if he's found guilty and everything else in, but it's a wait and see approach. Currently, we have to wait for more news and more out there. If Dylan Sampson is on your Dynasty roster, congratulations. If he's on free agency, I don't know how or why he is. Give him a pickup. Or even maybe Jerome Ford, if somebody really needed to release him and create a roster spot. Or the guy is just looking to get rid of Jerome Ford. Currently, he's also projected to be the starter, Jerome Ford, week 1, but is he going to be there with, you know, when Judkins is actually playing and not dealing with the off-field issues? It's probably going to be like more of a split back. But just in case, you never can be too sure about everything. This backfield in general, though, I was completely out in the first place just because it could be a 33% carry for everyone. And you just don't know, because why would they select the SEC leader, Dylan Sampson, later on in the draft? But you already had Jerome Ford. He wasn't so bad the last couple seasons. And you got second round Quinshon Judkins. And now overall, he is in high water. Who knows what is going to happen and transpire. So overall, I am just, I'm out. Like, this whole roster is murky in the first place. The backfield, I just have to be out on all sides of the ball. Next news, Najee Harris. The reports are true. He did pull a Jason Pierre-Paul, having an accident with fireworks. It's being reported that Harris suffered an eye injury on the 4th of July. He is, however, expected to be ready for the upcoming season. I don't understand some of these. I know it's a freak accident, but stay away from fireworks, especially after Jason Pierre-Paul lost his fingers. I still feel, though, the need to draft Amari Hampton whenever he slides in to me in the fifth round. It's very slim and never, but there has been occasions I have picked him in the fifth round. And to me, I think he might get brought along slowly with, you know, 10, 15 touches a game. But once Harris shows his older age, boom, Hampton is getting 20 plus opportunities per game starting at least week 11. I'm telling you, Hampton is going to be the workhorse in the fantasy playoffs that you're wanting. I just much rather have him in the fifth rather than the fourth, but if it's late in the fourth, so be it. Next news, this might just be blah news, but to me, it does have concern and relevance to fantasy. Buccaneers All-Pro left tackle Christian Worth had surgery to his right knee, expected to be out on the PUP list to begin the season. That's huge news to me. If he is on the PUP list, he's missing a minimum of 4 games this season. And then you want to get back into football shape. You're looking at probably at least 6 weeks without your all-pro tackle. You know, once teams activate a player from the PUP list, they have 21 days to be activated. Usually it takes, you know, 10 to 14 days for them to activate them. Sometimes they're ready to go, but this is very concerning to me, especially since it's a left tackle and he's an all-pro. This means Baker, watch your blind side. I know we're not going to give you Michael Orr or anything like that, but hopefully your backup is capable of just like Worth was. Also, Bucky Irving may show signs of slow start. So that could be a hazard as well if the left side is hard to block once Christian Worth is out completely. It's left to be seen. I would monitor that, especially for preseason football. I mean, a lot of this, you want to see how they're going to react, how it's going to evolve, and what it could mean for fantasy in general. I mean, that is fantasy news to me. Also, other news, Mike Williams is put on the PUP list. Again, he's missing at least 4 weeks. He's probably going to be 6 plus. I mean, that's just how I figure it. I don't know the extent of his injury. I just got news today. Also, Juwan Jennings wanting a trade or a contract extension. He is pulling the Jonnu Smith of wide receivers right now. And this is a huge thing because Brandon Ayuk, it says that he might be ready for week 1. He ain't going to be ready. He's going to be on the PUP list. I don't buy it. Nope. Every year you see reports coming. Oh, he's ahead of schedule. He's ahead of schedule. He is not ahead of schedule. He's just right where he should be, progressing. It's just how it's going to happen. To me, I feel Juwan Jennings is a complete buy right now. And Ricky Pearsall. I love both of them. Juwan Jennings does the dirty work. He does the blocking. He gets those targets for you. I know Podfather himself loves a Juwan Jennings for his team. Cody Carpenter, you know, he created the dog rating for him. Unfortunately, he's not sticking behind his dog. But I really enjoy watching him. I'm getting more and more inclined to join the dog rating on Juwan Jennings. That is why I am all in on him as well. Last week, you could check back, and I actually mentioned him. He's actually on the thumbnail of last week's episode. But last news for today, there is at least 30 second rounders that have still unsigned their rookie contracts. The only two that that have so far this year is Browns, Carson Schwechinger, and Texans, Jaden Higgins. Both of these contracts were fully guaranteed money, and that is why everyone is holding out, because they want guaranteed money too. If I was one of them, I want to get paid. I want that money. I need that money. It's my long-term future. You know, if I bust, so be it. But hey, I have millions of dollars. If, you know, I suck right away, they're going to cut me and I'm not going to be worth a damn. But the first official NFL training camp holdout is Trey Harris, wide receiver out of Ole Miss, and now he is with the Chargers. This is why you're probably hearing the Quentin Johnson making plays rumors. He does that every year. He's making plays. This guy sucks. He can't catch the ball normally, and he's not going to be anything relevant once Trey Harris touches the field. But these players just need to sign, hopefully, and get the proper reps. The training camp itself, it's underway now. It's one of the biggest times and most valuable time that you need. If you start missing this, you're going to miss a whole bunch of chemistry that you could build up with your teammates, your quarterback, especially Trey Harris. I understand from their personal side, but for us fantasy gamers, we want you in there. We need you to participate and get going. But that is the news around the league. I'm looking forward to digging deep into my fades of the year. But let's hear what the Podfather has cooking up.
Hey, why do we partner with the FFPC? Because they have the widest variety of fantasy football formats, and it's the easiest place to find all types of fantasy football contests in the world. What if you want to play for high stakes? Well, they have a $6 million prize pool with their Fantasy Players Championship. They also have way too early best ball leagues that start in February and dynasty leagues. They have the closest thing to a liquid market for orphans that there is in all of Dynasty. And the FFPC has sponsored us for half a decade because we are actually delivering information that can help fantasy gamers. And they're generating so much interest and bringing in so many new users, casual users even. The FFPC creates a unique experience where you can both compete against the best and make money. Use promo code UNDERWORLD to get $25 off your first team. $25 off your first team at the FFPC with promo code UNDERWORLD. Go get it!
Yeah, you're looking for a league that's never going to fold. FFPC is the way to go. You're doing a dynasty. Every one of us that does a dynasty, I hope it doesn't fold. I hope it doesn't fold. At FFPC, it does not fold. It just finds a replacement for that next orphan and continues to grow. So you get all these good players, you know, you have these draft picks, whatever. The league is not going to fold. They're going to find somebody to replace it. Use promo code UNDERWORLD. Also, I totally forgot. News came out today. I am recording on Monday. The wife and I just bought a house, so everything's chaotic. It's late at night. Gotta get back up for work and get things situated with the new house. So you're going to see different background eventually. Just right now, I'm still in my man cave. But news today broke. Garrett Wilson reaches an extension, 4 years, $130 million with the New York Jets. He is there for the next 4 years. This includes a $90 million guaranteed extension. That is huge for him. He's a top 15 wide receiver in the NFL right now. He's being drafted very high, third, fourth round. I think this year he's going to finish as a wide receiver one, personally. Connection with a familiar face in Justin Fields. They did play at college together at Ohio State, but nonetheless, Justin Fields did support DJ Moore 2 years ago. That was a wide receiver one finish for DJ Moore, best he's ever had. look for Garrett Wilson to be a wide receiver one this coming season. Now, let's get into my top five fades for me. I'm going to do two strategy fades I'm doing currently and three players that I'm fading the hell out of. First, I am doing this. I am fading drafting a quarterback in the second round. Yes, they get the most points typically each and every year. But I just did a mock draft yesterday, and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson both got picked in the second round. That is mind-boggling. I just, it's hard to believe. I don't like the fact of that. To me, you're giving up so much advantage and positional needs and top stud players at the running back, tight end position, or running back and wide receiver. The only two tight ends I would actually consider is McBride and Brock Bowers, but those are it. Quarterbacks, I am letting slide to fourth round or on. I know they are usually number one overall, but you can't, I guess you can't tell me that you would want who's going Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson and maybe like a guy in this ninth, 10th round, like Javonte Williams, David Njoku, Brandon Ayuk, yuck, Michael Pittman or Zach Charbonnet. Instead, you could get Justin Fields in the ninth or 10th round, or even Dak Prescott, which is one of my favorite guys this year. I'm going to be holding a lot of bag of Prescott. And one of these studs, Ladd McConkey, Kyren Williams, Bucky Irving, Jonathan Taylor, JSN, T. Higgins, or even A.J. Brown. I'm going to definitely take Justin Fields or Dak Prescott in one of those studs instead of Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and one of those duds. I know each and every year we see other players. I mean, for example, last season, Joe Burrow, which was taken roughly in the fifth or sixth round last year, or even Baker Mayfield that was late to undrafted in each round. They overproduce and they compete and they can take the quarterback one position. You look at Player Profiler website where we have all our rankings, so be sure to check that out. Also, get the all-in package. Love, you know, you want statistics, get that. It breaks it down super user-friendly. Use promo code Lewis for $25 off all-in package. Currently, we have projected right now Josh Allen at 377 points for the season and Lamar Jackson at 376. Players like, I really like, I said, Justin Fields is seventh with 316, but he's going off the board at 905. That's just crazy. And like I said, one of my favorite picks, Dak Prescott. I don't know how he's only going to get 303 projection. We might have to update that. I might have to try to talk to Evan Ringler and the Podfather. We got to bump that number up. He's currently being drafted in the 10th round. Huge value, and I love to have him stack with either CeeDee Lamb if you have him in the first, or in the or later on you could get George Pickens to pair with him. That is why I'm just fading second round quarterbacks in all drafts. I'm passing. I don't like it. There's more value to be had later on in quarterbacks this year. Next, I am fading the zero RB strategy. If you don't know what that is, zero RB strategy is where you draft only wide receiver, quarterbacks, tight ends in the early rounds, and wait until round six or later for a running back. Also, it's known as the dead zone. Some of these running backs that are going off in the sixth round, though, are players like Travion Henderson, RJ Harvey, Aaron Jones, Caleb Johnson. I would be afraid if those guys are my RB1 on my team. I just too much question marks behind each one. Travion, you're going to have Ramondre Stevenson. I understand Ramondre is not this coaching regime's choice, but he's going to be on the team because he's making big ass money and they're going to have to, put him in there. I understand Travion is a home run hitter and everything which way, but I feel like Stevenson is going to eat into that. RJ Harvey, you have J.K. Dobbins, the unknown question mark. Aaron Jones, is his health going to hold up this year? Last year it did and paid off as like an RB15, but also they did trade for Jordan Mason, and I think that is a big sign that they want to have like a rotational player, because I know they came out and said Aaron Jones is at his best when he is fresh. Well, how do you keep a guy fresh? You rotate him in and out. You got to split up the workload. So I see that being Jordan Mason and Aaron Jones going forward. Caleb Johnson, he could be the workhorse, or they could be sitting on him and waiting and waiting and waiting. Take the wait and see approach. And you got Jalen Warren there. I really love this year, though, hammering RBs in the draft. If you could draft Ash and JT in the first and come back and hammer CMC, you got two dominating players, your first two picks. Congratulations. You're probably going to go all the way as long as CMC stays healthy. Getting CMC in the second round is high risk, but very, very high reward. By the way, congratulations to the McCaffrey family on welcoming their baby girl. Welcome to fatherhood, CMC. Anyways, also, you could stock up on wires at the wide receiver position in the first couple rounds and get players in the third or fourth round. These players right now are going in third round. Jonathan Taylor, that value is screaming my name. Josh Jacobs, I'm a huge Packer fan, but Josh Jacobs is a menace. Like, I think I read a report in first and goal to go, he ranked first in like touchdowns, missed tackles, yards per carry. He just dominated, and that offense line got a whole lot better with adding Banks. Kyren Williams, I know everyone hates him. He's, but he keeps on putting out RB8 numbers each and every year the last couple of seasons. And I think he still gets those touchdown volume this year. I don't think they're going to run away from him. I know they got Jacquizz Hunter and Blake Corum, but I really love the Kyren Williams in the third round. The last couple of years, it's been first, second round. How can you not love that? Or even better, you could get Chase Brown, Breece Hall, Ken Walker, Joe Mixon, Alvin Kamara, James Cook, all in the fourth round. These are where I'm drafting my running backs. If I don't get CMC in the second round or late first, these are where I'm hammering. I'm hammering these players absolutely in the third and fourth round. That is where you should be. And sometimes in the fifth, you might even get a Joe Mixon or Alvin Kamara sliding. Those guys are going to be workhorses, especially Ken Walker as well. I think this coaching regime likes him way more than Zach Charbonnet. I don't even think they care about Zach Charbonnet. But ultimately, if you could get CMC in the second, I'm doing that 10 out of 10 times. If you can't, hammer these third and fourth round, get a top two stud wide receivers, or even like I said earlier, you get a stud receiver and you get Trey McBride in the second round and then hammer these next two as running backs. I am fading the hell out of zero RB. It's not a thing this year to me. Last year, it didn't work. This year, I don't think it's going to work either. There's no injuries last year. I think a big issue of that is because the linebackers are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. They're fast. Don't get me wrong. They're fast. But it's less punishment on these running backs. But, I mean, you can't tell me in the third and fourth round, those are not valuable running backs. Next, I am fading a player. I don't know how he is even ranked in going off the board at 410. Xavier Worthy. I just don't get it. He's going off that early. I don't get it. We have Rashid Rice coming back from an injury. He had a 35% target share before his injury. Yeah, I know. I understand. Worthy is a rookie. He's coming in. He's going to be brought along slowly, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? So, this guy is a top target earner. 35% is amazing, and he is coming back. He's going to be healthy. He's already running a little routes without brace, and he's just going to come back with a vengeance. Also, Travis Kelce, I don't care what you say. He is still going to be a factor. I don't understand how he is not. He's dedicating his time. He's being reported losing 25 pounds, wants to play faster, wants to play lighter, wants to actually get involved and be better than what he was at the last end of the season. He is pissed at himself of how he finished the season. And, I mean, maybe the Super Bowl loss kind of did it in, but ultimately, he was mad. And we look at last year as a down year. He still demanded 133 targets. That's a down year. Yeah, he caught 97 of them. Didn't have the yardage. I mean, he had 823 yards. Still pretty good for a tight end. But only three touchdowns. I'm calling it. These touchdowns are going up. Travis Kelce is going to get at least 5 to 7 touchdowns this season, and he is going to be tight end 3 on the year or higher. In addition to this team, we know mostly they use or they'll be winning games because that's how they always do it. They win games with their defense. The defense is amazing. It's too damn good for this to be shootouts, so they're not going to pass a crap ton out of the ball. Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt is going to lead the way running the ball once they're up by a whole bunch. Also, the Chiefs' O-line won't be able to protect that long for Xavier Worthy to get down the field. This O-line was terrible at the end of the last season. We've seen it. Yeah, they drafted Josh Simmons. How is he going to perform coming back after a season-ending surgery at Ohio State? I just, too many question marks. Finally, also, Marquise Hollywood Brown. Hollywood! He re-signed with the team. He didn't play much last year because of injury. He's a deep threat, home run kind of player as well as Xavier Worthy. And also, they drafted one of my pre-draft best wide receivers I really liked, Jalen Royals. I'm just out on Xavier Worthy at 410 ADP. Are you kidding me? I'm just totally out. There's so many more guys I would much rather have than him. Another player, my one, number four fade of the year for me. This player, I don't know how, again, he's going off as early as he is. Brandon Ayuk. I'm off. I understand, you know, I already mentioned earlier, reports are he's ahead of schedule, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's always ahead of schedule when they're coming back from ACL. I bet you, he's going to be on the PUP list at the beginning of the season. And like I said, minimum of 4 games he's missing. probably two more, because he's going to have to get back in football shape, especially after he's been gone for so long recovering from knee surgery. He's going to miss probably at minimum 6 weeks. His ADP currently is 807. How? His name carries too much value, and what has he shown for it? I just don't know. No. I'd much rather give me guys like that's going around that area. Josh Downs. He's going to be top 15 quarterback if Daniel Jones is starting the whole year. Matthew Golden, very high ceiling. Or his teammates even. Juwan Jennings or Ricky Pearsall. Give me those two that are going to put up fantasy numbers for me in the first 6 weeks, guaranteed, unless they get injured, obviously. But I just much rather have that. Also, looking back at how bad Ayuk was before his injury, he finished his wide receiver of each week. Week one, wide receiver 65. Week two, 45. Week three, 49. Week four, 56. Then 11. Yes, he had 8 catches, 147 yards. Then went back into a dark hole, looking and trying to crawl out, wide receiver 60. And the week he got hurt, wide receiver 64. Those are not type of numbers I want to spend on an 8th round draft pick this year. And he's going to be missing time? Hell no. Those are weak performances. And as Randy Jackson would say, nah, it's a no for me, dog. No, thank you. I don't want any part of him. I'm fading him 100%. I mean, you could hand me him on a silver platter for me, and I'm just going to swipe it away. Get that out of here. I don't want anything to do with him, especially at ADP cost of 807. And last but not least, the guy I'm fading is Tony Pollard. He, you know, if you're doing the zero RB, ooh, here we go, Tony Pollard. He's currently going at 7-11. I haven't had that gas station in so long, but anyways, which isn't it's not a terrible draft position, but I'd much rather have guys that are going after him. Caleb Johnson, DeAndre Swift, Calvin Ridley, Roman Dunze, or Jacoby Myers. These are just a couple. Would much rather have those guys over Tony Pollard. Another reason I am fading him. In last season, week 13 on, he was running back 44, 18, 25, 34, did not play in RB 33. And his numbers just keep declining. And we've seen when he's at his best is when they have a rotation. But I just don't see that happening as much. I would much rather have Spears. His counterpart, if you had him the last three games he played, running back 5, 13, and 13, if you had him in fantasy playoffs like I did, you're happy with your ROI. I was so pleased with what he did for me in fantasy playoffs. And I mean, Spears had 3 top 13 finishes in 3 weeks. Whereas Pollard had 4 top 13 finishes the whole season. Yes, Spears has looked like he can't stay healthy, but I mean, let's take a gamble and take Spears at 11.05, 4 rounds later. Give me Spears over Pollard all day this year. You won't see me having any shares of Tony Pollard this year. And I much rather have Tajay Spears over Tony Pollard this year at ADP. Chat, let me know what you think. Do you like any of my fades? Like, am I just being unrealistic? Or do you like and are you going to follow me? Let me know. Drop a like, comment. Let me know. Also, here at Player Profiler, we have Fast Draft. Join the rabbit. is a 15-round best ball. We just rolled it out a couple weeks ago. It's already over 50% filled. But once that one ends, don't worry. We're going to get another rabbit going on. Be sure to use promo code Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, for a $50 dollar-for-dollar deposit match. And that is a wrap of Fantasy End Zone. This was episode 54. 54 episodes I've already came out with, and I greatly appreciate each and every one of you that have gave any one of these a listen. Truly means the world to me. Again, follow my Twitter, X handle, whatever you call it, at LouisLewis5. That's L-E-W-Y, L-E-W-I-S, and then number 5. And also, give this podcast a 5-star rating wherever you're listening to. Helps grow the channel. You know, click the like, follow, subscribe, phone a friend, whatever you need to do to spread the word. I greatly appreciate it. And thank you so much. Till then, next week, I will be coming back at you live again. So have a good rest of your week. And I will see you guys next week. Later, fantasy gamers.